Jens Lindemann and James Thompson with the members of the Canadian Staff Band. What a great way to wake up on a Sunday morning. That was music by Joseph Horowitz, his Concertino Classico. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by Sibelius. Now, he conceived much of his inspiration and development for his second symphony on a trip in 1901 to Paris and Italy. The sunny atmosphere of the work may be attested to his stay in southern Europe. Now, of his compositional method, Sibelius once said, "It is as though the Almighty had cast down a few fragments and entrusted me with the task of joining them together." Well, I'll say joining them together, he definitely did. We're going to hear the second movement, a beautiful movement from Sibelius's Second Symphony. Here is a great performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. The Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. That was the second movement from Sibelius's Second Symphony.
CITR, Mantra Radio, Enchant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
And you are listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some accordina music. Now, the accordina is an accordion and wind instrument combined. The history of this little mouth accordion was invented by A. Burrell back in the 30s and patented back in December of 1943. It was introduced as a travel accordion and a training instrument. And this morning's performer remarks, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. If you think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. Therefore, the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable." But I disagree. I do believe he does it with justice. Here is Francis Jovin and Entre deux Mers.
Thank you.
Francis Jauvin and Entre deux Mers. That's music of the accordina, a remarkable instrument. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I think it's time for a little rumba music to wake you up on a Sunday morning. This is Eddie Palmieri.
Y yo no sé por qué piensa mal de mí.
Palopa Rumba, the magic of Eddie Palmieri.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
And this is CITR 101.9 FM on a Sunday morning, and you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe that it's oboe music time. This time, offerings from the very talented Harry Sargas. He was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony back in 1971 to 1982, as well as being a guest artist with orchestras around the world. He attended Yale, and his principal teachers were incredibly the Robert Bloom and John Mack of the oboe era. This morning, we're going to hear music by Henry Cowell, his three ostinato with chorales.
Thank you.
Oboist Harry Sargas and Henry Cowell's Three Ostinato with Chorales from his disc of premier oboe works. He was joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta with Carl Sinclair conducting. You're listening to CITR this Sunday morning here in Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to end the show on a mad note, namely music for Joan the Mad, Spanish court music from the late 15th and 16th centuries. Here are the members of La Nef and Dama la Mano.
Thank you.
The members are La Nef, and that was Dame Le Mano from a disc of music from Joan the Mad. You've been listening this Sunday morning to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to a fabulous program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Warku. I'm going to leave you now with some music from the soundtrack to The Piano. Till next time.